Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The editor-in-chief of MMQB joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Peter King is here. Peter, how you doing?
Everything's going well, Bill. How are you?
I wish we could say the same. Well, if the Packers get a win, then you would certainly hope it trends in the right direction if Aaron Rodgers can come back. But let me ask you this, Peter. If you were Mike McCarthy, would you bring Aaron Rodgers back?
100% yes.
Okay.
As long as I had a whiff of a chance at the playoffs, absolutely. I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean, the only reason not to play him, really, the only reason not to play him is if you feel either A, he's not 100%, and there's a chance that he'll hurt himself by playing, or B, if you're out of it. I mean, this is a weird, weird league. A great quarterback can win any game. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. So until they're out of it, if they got any chance for the playoffs, I absolutely would play him.
Talk about the league. The game that we had all witnessed on Monday night, a lot of talk about the brutality, about obviously the suspensions. Should the NFLPA even try to get these suspensions reduced or go after the commissioner or the office? I mean, just a lot of things that are contentious right now regarding the league, and none of it seems to be good. So what did you take away from Monday night's game between Pittsburgh and Cincinnati?
Probably three really objectionable things. I mean, I hate to just sort of bypass the Ryan Shazier injury, because history will look back on that night. That will be the biggest event of the night, even if he fully recovers. I mean, he's one of probably the best defensive player on their team, on a playoff team, and to lose him, to a life-threatening injury really is a tragedy. It just is. But I think the other three things that bother me about this game, you know, number one, clearly the fact that this is such an incredibly chippy rivalry. This is different than Ravens Steelers, even at their peak. They just were, that was like watching Rock'em Sock'em Robots, you know, for people who are old enough to understand what those are. It was a distressing game to watch, number one, because I think there were so many hits in that game and so much intent to send a message to the other team, if not clearly to injure. I think number two, the fact that, that Juju Smith-Schuster, a rookie in this rivalry, has a smashing block on Vontaze Burfict, who the Steelers hate, and then stands over him like Ali stands over Frazier, mm-hmm. or Sonny Liston, sort of taunting him. That when your own guy is in the hospital, he may never walk again. That just is one of the most tone-deaf things I've ever seen, ever, in sports. That's number two. And then number three, Ben Roethlisberger saying after the game, hey, it's AFC North football. Well, if that's AFC North football, the AFC North shouldn't exist. I mean, it is bad, bad, bad for football if you just say, hey, good hard-hitting game. It wasn't. It was too many over-the-line hits in that game, and I think the NFL is right to come down hard on it.
And then I guess you could say 3B if you wanted to, when Antonio Brown's behind Schuster Smith saying, you know, that's karma. And then afterwards being asked about it, saying, well, it was just words. No, we clearly knew what he meant, that they didn't give a crap. They were out to hurt somebody, and yeah, I completely agree with you on that. Then you've got, I mean, there's so many stories. The league has become fascinating. For some of the stuff on the field, I get, but for a lot of the stuff that's surrounding off the field, I mean, Eli Manning being benched and then brought back the next week after the management is fired, and what's going on in Cleveland, and they can't get a win, and now they've got parades for a perfect season of inequity. I mean, it's just so many weird things going on in the NFL this year. I never thought I'd see this.
Well, I think Cleveland probably acted with some haste here because they feel like they might be in competition for the same guys as general manager that the New York Giants are. Dave Gettleman, the former Carolina Panthers GM, and John Dorsey, former Kansas City Chiefs GM. I mean, shoot, in the last 3 years, these guys have been candidates for executive of the year, and here they are on the street. So I think both of those guys really are going to have some interest out there. Cleveland knew they were going to make a personnel change, you know, in their front office. Mm-hmm. Why wait? So that's why Cleveland did that.
Who, if you had to pick between the two, who would you take? We know Dorsey obviously here very well from Green Bay.
I'd probably take Dorsey because, and again, I don't want to get an ageism lawsuit here, but I mean, Dave Gettleman turned 67 early next year.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a guy who's going to be your general manager for many years. I mean, you don't hire a general manager hoping that he'll last 3 or 4 years. You hire a general manager hoping he'll be Ron Wolf or he'll be, you know, George Young or something like that. And I think that the track records of the two guys are comparable. So I'd probably rather have Dorsey.
Talking with Peter King, editor-in-chief of the MMQB, brought to us today by SeatGeek.com. We'll talk more about that in a minute. Circling back to Green Bay, now we had talked about Aaron Rodgers. If he should come back and they should then, God forbid, they run the table, but are they then with him at full strength the way they looked prior to the injury? Do they become one of the perennial favorites to win the NFC?
I mean, the NFC is as strong as I've seen it. You know, depth-wise, in a long, long time. Their defense isn't good enough for them to be favorites or anything like that. Their defense is not as good as New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good as the Rams. It's not as good as Philadelphia. Certainly not as good as Carolina. But as I say, I mean, it's not as good as Seattle, even when Seattle is down. But as I say, I mean, look, I look at the Green Bay defense, and on a good day, this is a defense that can present problems for you. I mean, to play him, Clay Matthews, obviously with an injection of life, in the game the other day, Kenny Clark has really emerged this year as a big factor along with Mike Daniels on that line. And so, you know, you look at that and you look at the fact that, you know, they're getting good years, maybe not superstar years, from Blake Martinez, Nick Perry, and they're sort of surviving in the secondary, you know, if you know what I mean. I mean, you guys watch them, obviously.
Right.
They Kevin King, you would think over time is going to be a good NFL cornerback, but I mean, right now, they need, in a big, big way, they need their defensive front to carry the day. They need their front seven to carry the day. And I think on a given day and a given pass rush, they're good enough to do that. But top to bottom, they're not one of the best defenses in the NFC, obviously. And so I look at it and pretty much say that, you know, they're going to have to win some scoring contests.
Yeah, that's the way I think they were built.
But
yeah.
But I'll take my chances with Aaron Rodgers in any playoff game. Thank you.
Peter, always a pleasure. You're brought to us by SeatGeek. And last time we had a chance to chat, you talked a little bit about SeatGeek and everything they have going on right now. So fill us in.
Well, I mean, they've been good to me and good to the MMQB, my website, for the last couple of years. And, I love using SeatGeek. I first got involved with them because I was saying, how great is this? You just go into another city and in 90 seconds on your phone, you can buy a ticket to whatever event is going on in that city that day and with your choice of many seats in there. And if you download the app to your phone now and you use the promo code King, K-I-N-G, you get $20 off your first purchase. So that, I mean, just introducing you to the service that way, I think is a pretty cool thing and saves you some money too. So I'm kind of very bullish on it.
There you go. That is Peter King. Go to SeatGeek.com. Use the promo King King for $20 off. And not only does he bring the information, he brings you a little cash in return. Peter, it's always a pleasure, pal. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Bill.
Absolutely. There you go. Peter King of MMQB, the editor-in-chief, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.